Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 7.
请大家翻到约翰福音第七章。
We are continuing our study through the book of John. Now we are in the second half of John, chapter 7.
今天我们要继续来读约翰福音第七章的第二部分。
Verses 25 through 52.
是从25节到52节。
There was a famous man once who said that the song of a dying bird is sad, but the words of a dying man are worth listening to.
有一个很有名的人，他曾经说过，鸟之将死，其鸣也哀；人之将死，其言也善。
Can anybody guess where that comes from?
那是谁说的话？
The Analects of Confucius.
并不是，
Yeah, a guy named Zeng Zi in the Analects said that. Now, in our passage this morning, that also holds true for the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在我们今天早上要看的经文也对主耶稣来说是很，跟刚刚那句话是很有关联的。
Jesus is in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles 6 months before he's going to die, and he knows it.
耶稣正在耶路撒冷过于这个祝棚节，那时候是正离他受死之前的六个月。
And during that week, Jesus comes and starts teaching something that's so profound.
那在这一个节期的这一周里头，耶稣来到耶路撒冷，他教导一些非常深奥的事情。
That the temple officers who were sent to arrest him, they come back empty-handed.
那些圣殿的差役要会派去要抓耶稣，可是他们却不敢抓，还回来这样说。
And when they're asked why, they say, "No man ever spoke the way this man speaks."
为什么差役不敢抓他？因为他的回答是说，从来没有人像他这样讲话的。
And what Jesus said was so moving.
因为耶稣所说的话很动人的心。
That all of Jerusalem was arguing about him.
那因为他说的话太具有争议性了，所以整个耶路撒冷城的人都在那边争辩。
Some would say, "Surely this man is the prophet."
那有人就说，这位真的是那个我们所等候的先知。
And others would disagree, "No, he is the Christ."
那有人就不同意，就说不对，他就是基督。
And some would say, "Well, the Christ is supposed to come from Bethlehem, not Galilee, right?"
那有人就说，可是基督不是应该是从伯利恒来的，而不是从加利利来的吗？
And they said, "Well, when the Christ comes, he's not going to do more signs than this man has done, will he?"
那他们也还有人说，哦，基督来的时候，他所行的神迹没有比这个人所行的更多了。
And so what Jesus said at the Feast of Tabernacles became either a cornerstone of people's faith or became a stumbling block.
所以无论耶稣所说的是什么，他在这个祝棚节所说的话，对相信的人来说是一个房角石，对那些不信的人反而变成了一个绊人的石头了。
And the amazing thing is that John tells us very little about what Jesus actually said at the Feast of Tabernacles.
很奇妙是约翰福音，他竟然约翰很少提到耶稣到底在逾越祝棚节这天他到底说了些什么话。
It tells us of his response to some of the people.
可是反而是去比较多述说别人对耶稣所说的话的回应。
But very little of his actual teaching there.
却很少去述说耶稣他真实教导的内容是什么。
Except for a few sentences.
只有几句话而已。
As if John wants to focus our attention on these few words that Jesus taught.
为什么约翰记录这么少，他是要我们专注在耶稣所说的那几句话里头。
So as I read this morning, please pay careful attention to the words that Jesus said.
所以当我们今天要读今天的这段经文的时候，我们要来注意看耶稣他所说的是什么。
And ask yourself, if these things are true, then what should our response to them be?
如果耶稣所说的都是真理，那我们的回应又应该是如何呢？
Now before I begin,I should say that John 7 can be a kind of tricky passage to understand.
那我要开始以前，我能说约翰福音是一篇蛮难懂的经文。
It seems at times that people know where Jesus is from, at times they don't.
有的时候好像人们知道耶稣从哪里来，有时候人们又不知道他们是从哪来的。
Jesus says, "Why do you seek to kill me?" And they'll say, "Who seeks to kill you?"
那耶稣就说，你们为什么想要来杀我呢？他们就说，谁说要杀你啊？
And other people will say, "Isn't this the man they're seeking to kill?"
然后别人也会说，这不是你们想要杀的人吗？
So it helps if we understand that there are several groups of people mentioned here.
所以要帮助我们看到说这里头有不同类的群众在这当中。
There are the rulers of Jerusalem.
有些是耶路撒冷的一些管理者。
And they want to kill Jesus.
他们想要杀害耶稣。
Then there are people who live in Jerusalem.
那还有一些是耶路撒冷本地的居民。
And they know about the plot to kill Jesus, but they don't necessarily want him dead.
那他们大概知道说有这个计谋要杀害耶稣，可是他们并没有想要耶稣被害。
And then there are the multitude from other places in Israel who are there, and they don't know anything of what's going on.
然后还有一些是从以色列各个地方来的这些群众，那他们也不晓得到底在耶路撒冷现在发生了什么事情。
And also they're confused because Jesus was Jesus of Nazareth.
那他们也很疑惑，因为他们耶稣都被人家称说是拿撒勒人耶稣。
But Jesus wasn't born in Nazareth, he was actually born in Bethlehem.
可是耶稣实际上出生地并不是拿撒勒，而是伯利恒。
And the people don't know this, and they would say, isn't the Messiah supposed to come from Bethlehem?
所以因为当时的人们他们都不太清楚耶稣的背景，所以他们就会争辩说，弥赛亚不是应该从伯利恒来吗？
And more than that, Jesus isn't really originally from Nazareth or Bethlehem. He's from heaven.
耶稣他其实也不是从伯利恒，也不是从拿撒勒来的，他是从天上而来的。
And so if we keep those things in mind, maybe we'll be able to read this passage and not be as confused as the people in it.
所以我们如果把这样子的背景放在心里头，我们在读这段经文的时候，就不会像当时的群众一样非常的困惑了。
So remember, this is God's word.
要记得这是神的话语。
Therefore, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, Is this not the man whom they are seeking to kill? And look, he is speaking publicly, and they are saying nothing to him. The rulers do not really know that this is the Christ, do they? However, we know where this man is from, but whenever the Christ may come, no one knows where he is from. Jesus therefore cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, You both know me, and know where I am from, and I have not come of myself, But he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me. They were seeking, therefore, to seize him, and no man laid his hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the multitude believed in him, and they were saying, When the Christ shall come, he will not perform more signs than those which this man has done, will he? The Pharisees heard the multitude muttering these things about him, And the chief priests and the Pharisees sent officers to seize him. Jesus therefore said, For a little while longer I am with you. Then I go to him who sent me. You shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, you cannot come. The Jews therefore said to one another, Where does this man intend to go that we shall not find him? He is not intending to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks, is he? What is this statement that he has said, You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am you cannot come? Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. Some of the multitude, therefore, when they heard these words, were saying, This certainly is the prophet. Others were saying, This is the Christ. Still others were saying, Surely the Christ is not going to come from Galilee, is he? Has not the scripture said that the Christ comes from the offspring of David and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? So there arose a division in the multitude because of him. And some of them wanted to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. The officers therefore came to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said to them, Why did you not bring him? The officers answered, Never did a man speak the way this man speaks. The Pharisees therefore answered them, You have not also been led astray, have you? No one of the rulers or Pharisees has believed in him, has he? But this multitude, which doesn't know the law, is accursed. Nicodemus said to them, he who came to him before, being one of them, Our law does not judge a man unless it first hears from him and knows what he is doing, does it? They answered and said to him, You are not also from Galilee, are you? Search and see that no prophet arises out of Galilee.
约翰福音第七章二十五节到五十二节，当时有些耶路撒冷人说，这不是他们想要杀的人吗？你看，他还在公开的讲话，竟然没有人对他说什么。难道官长们真的认为这个人就是基督吗？可是我们知道这个人是从哪里来的，只是基督来的时候，没有人知道他是从哪里来的。当时耶稣在殿里教导人，大声说，你们以为认识我，也知道我从哪里来，其实我不是凭着自己的意思来的，但那猜我来的是真实的，你们却不认识他。然而我认识他，因为我从那里，他那里来，也是他猜我来的。于是他们想逮捕他，只是没有人下手，因为他的时候还没有到。群众中有许多人信了他，他们说，基督来的时候，他所行的神迹能比这人所行的更多吗？法利赛人听见群众纷纷议论这些关于耶稣的事，祭司长和法利赛人就派差役去逮捕耶稣。于是耶稣说，我跟你们在一起的时候不多了，我要回到那差我来的地方去，你们要寻找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们是不能去的。犹太人彼此说，这个人要到哪里去呢，使我们找不着他呢？难道他要去散居在希腊人中的犹太人那里，去教导希腊人吗？他说，你们要寻找我却找不着，我所在的地方你们是不能去的。这话是什么意思呢？节期的最后一天，就是最隆重的那一天，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝，信我的人，就像圣经所说的，从他腹中要涌流出活水的江河来。他说这话是指着信他的人要接受圣灵说的。那时圣灵还没有降临，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。群众中有人听了这些话，就说，这真是那位先知。另有人说，他是基督。还有人说，基督是从加利利出来的吗？圣经不是说基督是大卫的后裔，是从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？群众因为耶稣的缘故就起了纷争，他们中间有人想逮捕耶稣，只是没有人下手。差役回到祭司长和法利赛人那里，他们就问差役，你们为什么没有把他带来？差役回答，从来没有人像他这样讲话的。法利赛人说，连你们也受了欺骗吗？官长或法利赛人中间有谁是信他的呢？至于这群不明白律法的人，他们是可咒诅的。他们当中有一个人，就是以前来见耶稣的尼哥底母，对他们说，如果不先听取他本人的口供，查明他所做的事，我们的律法怎能把他定罪呢？他们回答，你也是从加利利出来的吗？你去考察一下，就知道先知是不会从加利利兴起的。于是个人都回家去了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus, Son of David, Son of God, we know where you are from.
主耶稣基督，大卫的子孙，神的儿子，我们知道你是从哪里而来。
And we ask that you would speak to us now from heaven.
主啊，真的求你，让我们能够从天上听见你对我们说话。
We know that no one ever spoke the way you've spoken to us.
主啊，我知道从来没有人像你这样对我们说话。
And Lord, as you've invited us, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me.
主，就如同你的邀请，你说若有人渴了，都可以到你那里来。
Lord, we ask that you would teach us this morning.
主，今天早上来教导我们。
And that you would quench our thirst.
你可以来止我们心中的渴。
In your name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, there's a question I want you to ask yourself this morning.
弟兄姐妹，今天要请你们自己问一个问题。
It might very well be the most important question in the world.
可能是这个世界上最最重要的一个问题。
And the response that this question demands of you is of crucial importance.
那这样子的问题回答是对你有很重、非常决定性的重要。
If I said it was a matter of life and death, I might be understating it.
那如果说这是攸关生死的话，可能还不足够。
It is a matter of eternal life or eternal death.
这是攸关永恒的生命或是永恒的死亡。
And this question is the main thing that we're trying to share when we share the gospel with people.
那这样一个主要的问题，也是当我们去与人分享福音的时候，我们要最重要的重点。
And this question and its answer should be on our minds when we are tempted.
然后当我们被试探的时候，这样的一个问题还有答案，也常常应该要在我们的心里面来提醒我们。
And when we are suffering,
或是当我们受苦的时候。
And when we are doubting,
当我们疑惑的时候。
And when we are needy,
当我们有需要的时候。
And when we are happy,
或是我们很快乐的时候。
And if you were walking around on the streets of Jerusalem 2,000 years ago at the Feast of Tabernacles,
如果两千年前你正在耶路撒冷的街上在庆祝
You would hear people arguing about this question.
你也会听到人们就彼此的在争论这个问题。
In the marketplaces,
无论是在菜市场，
and in the temple courts,
或是在圣殿的院里，
and in the innermost chambers of the intellectual elite,
或者是在那些宗教或是精英分子的他们的家里头。
And that question is this.
那个问题就是，
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁？
And in our chapter this morning, that is the primary question.
那在今天的这整个福音，约翰福音第七章也是最主要的问题。
That's the question that everybody's asking and arguing about.
就是每个人都在问，也在争辩的问题。
And in the whole book of John, that is the primary question.
然后在整本约翰福音书也是最主要的问题，耶稣是谁？
Because the whole point of this book is so that you will know who Jesus is.
因为这整本书要让我们能够了解认识明白耶稣基督
That Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God
耶稣基督就是弥赛亚是神的儿子
And believing you may have life in his name
如果你们信了耶稣你就可以在他的里面得着生命
But here in this chapter especially John gives us a bunch of different groups of people arguing about this question
可是特别在这里约翰记录下来很多不同的人他们一起在讨论这个问题
Or peopletrying to wrestle with it.
或是人们试着要来争辩。
From his own brothers at the beginning of the chapter.
甚至他自己的耶稣的亲兄弟在这个第七章的前面也不太相信他。
To the pilgrim Jews who were traveling to Jerusalem.
或者是那些要朝圣的犹太人他们到了耶路撒冷要去做礼拜。
To the residents of Jerusalem.
或者是耶路撒冷本地的居民。
To the temple officers and the chief priests and the Pharisees.
甚至到了祭司长到了法利赛人还有那些差役
So that leads me to another question
所以这样的问题又引导我到了另外一个问题
Why does John think that this question is so important?
为什么约翰认为这个问题这么的重要呢
Why does he set it up in such a way that he wants you to ask it?
为什么他这样子写以至于我们看的时候我们也会问耶稣是谁
And why does he connect the answer to this questionwith eternal life.
那为什么这个问题的回答影响到永恒的生命呢?
That believing you may have life in his name.
因为当我们信他的时候就可以因着他的名得着生命。
It is because if you understand the correct answer to this question,
因为就是说如果你知道这个问题的正确答案的话,
you will be completely happy.
你就会很完全的快乐满足。
In 1 John, John himself would phrase it this way,That your joy may be made complete.
那约翰一章也说你叫你们的喜乐得以满足。
If you understand the answer to this question, you will find the strength. You'll know where to find the strength for every trial you go through.
如果你知道这个问题的答案的话，当你每次遇到困难的时候，你都可以在困难里头找到力量，使你能够度过困难。
You will know the deliverer from every temptation you face.
也能够知道你能够从每一个试探里头当中得着。解脱
And you will know God the Father through him.
你也能够透过耶稣基督认识我们的天父。
Because who Jesus is, it contains a promise to us.
因为耶稣是谁，对我们来说带着一个很棒的应许。
Because the question is not really just who is Jesus, but also who is Jesus in his relationship to me? Who is he to me?
答案也不是只是耶稣是谁而已，而是说耶稣是谁对我的关系，跟他与我的关系是什么。
Now some people believe in this chapter that Jesus is the prophet.
有些人在这节章节里头，他们相信耶稣是位先知。
And then there's another group that believes, no, he's the Messiah.
那有另外一群人认为说，哦，耶稣他就是弥赛亚。
That might seem a strange thing for people to hear people arguing about.
那可能听到人们在为耶稣是谁争辩，听起来很奇怪。
So we believe that Jesus is the prophet and he is the Messiah.
因为我们相信耶稣是先知，也是弥赛亚。
But they believed it would be two different people.
可是他们会相信会是两个不同的人。
But it's strange that people could take Jesus to be the prophet and not take him to be the Christ because of what he said.
那可是人们因为他所说的话，就只能够相信他是其中一位是先知，而不是弥赛亚。
But people do that today.
直到今日，人们还是这样做。
The Muslims say that Jesus is a prophet.
回教徒就说耶稣只是一位先知。
And other religions, Hinduism, acknowledge him to be a great teacher.
或者其他宗教，像印度教的教徒，他们认为耶稣是一个很伟大的老师。
But I don't think this is very sincere.
可是我觉得他们这样还都不够严肃地看待这个问题。
Because how can you believe that Jesus is a great teacher and not believe the things that he says?
就是说你如果相信他是一个伟大老师，可是你又不相信他说的话，这样不是很矛盾吗？
He says things that no mere man could ever say.
因为耶稣他所说的话跟一般人都完全不一样，从来没有人像他这样讲话的。
His primary identity that he refers to in this chapter is that he's the one sent from heaven.
那他最主要的身份，他就是说他自己是从天上差下来的。
The one who knows God in a way that no man knows God.
是只有他能够这样认识神，没有人能够像他一样认识天父。
The one who's returning to heaven.
而且他也是要从地上再回到天上的那位。
In other places in this book, Jesus claims to be equal with God.
甚至在约翰福音的其他地方，他也说他与神是同等的。
Now you have two options about what you think of Jesus here.
那你可以有两个选择，你可以想耶稣是谁。
You believe that either Jesus is telling you the truth.
你就是全然相信耶稣跟你讲的是真理。
Or Jesus was probably the most conceited, deluded, most blasphemous person to ever walk the face of the earth.
或者是你可以想说耶稣是世界上最自负、最迷惑人，或是最亵渎神的人。
So if you think of Jesus as a good teacher, you should accept him for who he claimed to be.
所以如果你接纳耶稣他是一位伟大老师，那你就应该接纳他所说他自己是谁。
You must either accept him entirely or reject him completely.
你不是全然的接受耶稣基督，就是全然的拒绝了他。
Jesus is, what he says divides people.
因为耶稣所说的话竟然可以分裂人群。
You cannot be neutral in regards to who Jesus is.
就是说你不能因为耶稣是谁而还没有受到影响。
Now, seeing that this question, who is Jesus, is the question of this chapter and this book.
所以呢，要探讨耶稣是谁，是这个福音书还有这章节的一个主题。
That leads me to another question.
然后又带领我们到另外一个问题了。
Why is it that when we share the gospel with other people, we're so focused on the method of salvation?
就是为什么当我们跟人家传福音的时候，我们非常的强调是那个得救的方法
，instead of on the Savior，
而不是强调在我们的救赎主。
Now both of these questions, how can you be saved, and who is Jesus, are very important questions.
有两个问题都很重要，一个是说你要如何得救，或者另外一个问题说耶稣是谁，这两个问题都很重要。
But the answer to the question, how can you be saved, makes no sense if you haven't already answered the question, who is Jesus?
可是如果你没有先回答耶稣是谁的话，你要怎么去回答你要如何得救呢？
I was just looking this week at a way of sharing the gospel called The Gospel Bridge.
这一周我就是在看一个传福音的方法，叫做福音桥。
And it goes something like this.
福音桥的内容是这样。
In the beginning, God made man upright.
就是一开始的时候，神造人看为美好。
And then man sinned.
然后人类犯罪堕落。
And this created a separation between himself and God.
所以人跟神之间就有产生了一个分离裂痕裂缝。
And all his efforts could not bridge this gap.
那所有我们所人所做的都不能够把这样子的一个阻隔连接起来。
But Christ became the bridge that bridges us from God, from ourselves to God, that we can walk across.
所以耶稣基督他就成了我们跟神之间的那个桥梁，使我们人能够再走回到神的面前。
And usually when we share the gospel with people, we'll do something like this, and that's really not bad.
通常我们跟人家传福音的时候，我们可能都会用这些福音的方式，这样子方法也没有不对。
But if you compare it with the way that God shares the gospel with us, you'll notice probably a difference.
可是如果我们跟上帝他怎么样把福音跟我们分享的话，可能会有很大的差别。
Well, where does God share the gospel with us?
上帝如何跟我们传扬基督的福音呢？
Well, throughout the whole Bible, really.
是透过整本圣经。
But especially in the Gospel according to Matthew, and the Gospel according to Mark, and the Gospel according to Luke, and the Gospel according to John.
但特别是四卷福音书，马可、路加、马太还有约翰福音。
And if I were to ask you, what is the main focus of these books, and you say the method of salvation, then I think you've missed something.
那如果你说这四卷福音书最主要的是什么，你就说哦是得救的方法的话，那你就错过了神的重点了。
Anybody who reads those books would have to say, it's Jesus and what he did.
那我们如果看福音书的话，你都会明白说那个主角就是耶稣，还有他所做的事。
So when we share the gospel with people,I think one of the best ways that we can learn how to share the gospel is by look by seeing how God shares the gospel in the Bible.
所以当我们要学习如何传跟人家分享福音的时候，我们要看圣经，要看神如何对我们来分享福音。
That might take a little bit longer.
可能会花我们比较长一点的时间。
But the whole point, if knowing Jesus is eternal life.
可是整个重点是说，我们认识耶稣基督，我们能够得着永恒的生命。
Then we don't want to just leave people.Saying, just believe that God can save you, and then He'll save you, and then now you're a Christian.
而不是只是跟人家说，哦，你只要相信神会救你，然后你就得救了。现在你就是基督徒。
And then you ask him, well, tell me who is Jesus.
然后你之后再问说，那你告诉我耶稣是谁？
And well, he's this bridge here.
哦，他就是一座桥。
You know, Jesus is much more than that. He's much more, than that. Not just for who we are as.New Christians, but how do we continue to be Christians?
就是耶稣他远远超过只是一座桥而已。对一个新信主的人，或是要在基督里成长的人来说，耶稣是超过那一切的。
And this often leads to people thinking that Jesus died as my substitute, so he paid for my debt.
那这样传福音的时候，也会让人家觉得，就是说，耶稣就是成为我的代替品，他为了我的罪付了代价。
Like if I was sentenced to death, someone else died in my place.
就是我的代价是死，可是有人取代了我的位置。
I could go free.
然后我就可以自由的走了。
But then you have to ask, well, if that's the case, if that's the whole story, then why does it matter whether or not Jesus was raised?
那如果这样就是一个结局的话，那为什么耶稣有没有复活，是不是就变得不重要了呢？
Would I not still be a free man if he stayed dead?
如果耶稣没有复活，那我还是一个自由的人吗？
Paul says no.
保罗他说不是的。
He says if Jesus Christ was not raised, then your faith is in vain.
他说耶稣基督若没有复活，那我们的信心都是枉然的。
If Christ was not raised, you are still dead in your sins.
如果耶稣基督没有复活，我们仍然死在我们的罪犯当中。
That's because Jesus Christ is not just our substitute, he is our high priest, our representative.
因为耶稣他不只是我们的代罪羔羊，他更是我们最高的祭司，他也是我们的代表。
So when Jesus died, we were crucified with Christ.
所以当耶稣受死的时候，我们也与耶稣基督同钉十字架了。
If he stayed dead, so would we.
如果他还是停留在死亡里头，那我们也是还是死的。
When Christ was raised, we were raised.
所以当耶稣复活的时候，我们也与他一同活过来了。
And God made all these things.Salvation possible for us when he raised Jesus from the dead.
而且上帝使这样的救恩对我们来说有成就，是当耶稣从死里复活的时候，救恩才成就。
So there's just a little bit more to the story than what's normally presented, because we usually focus on the method and not on Jesus and who he was.
因为我们常常传福音的时候都太强调这个得救的方法，而忘了去强调去认识耶稣基督是谁与他所做的事。
So I'm spending a little more time than this.On this than normal because we're about to have an outreach where we go out and share the gospel with a lot of people.
那我今天会花比较多时间来跟你们讲如何传福音，是因为我们教会也即将有一个福音初级了。
So just something for us to be thinking about.
让我们能够常常去思想这个问题。
But to get back to our text, I want you to notice that Jesus was a wanted man.
那我要回到经文里头，耶稣他好像是一个被通缉犯一样。
Some people wanted him for a free meal.
他是很被需要的人，有人要耶稣是要得着免费的食物。
Some people want to be entertained by his miracles.
那有人是想要看耶稣行神迹来当作他的娱乐消遣。
And some people wanted him dead.
有人想要杀害耶稣。
They were hunting him down to kill him.
他们想要逮捕耶稣把他杀了。
In verse 30,
在三十节的时候
in verse 32,
还有三十二节
and 44,
以及四十四节
in chapter 8, verse 20,
甚至第八章的二十节
it goes over and over again, they want to kill him.
就是一直强调说他们想要逮捕他想要杀害他
but they couldn't because it was not his hour.
但是为什么都他们都做不到因为耶稣的时候还没有到
and that sounds like a very odd way to phrase that.
那这样子的一个写这样的句子看起来很奇怪
It sounds like John doesn't know the details
好像约翰他不太清楚到底当时发生了什么事
Like they couldn't because he found an escape route
或者说、哦、他们找不到因为耶稣找到路逃跑了
But John is teaching us something here
可是约翰在这里教导我们一些事
They couldn't because it wasn't Christ's time to die
他们没有办法逮捕耶稣基督是因为耶稣受死的时候还没有到
Jesus is behind enemy lines
耶稣他就退在这个敌人线的后面
He's standing up in public in the temple courts and he's shouting
他 还站在这些敌人的面前他在公开的场合而且就是公开的在外面跟别人说话
He's practically right in the faces of the Pharisees
他可能就跟这些法利赛人都面对面的站着
Who want him dead and nobody can seem to seize him
那这些人都想要逮捕他可是却都没有办法对他下手
Even when Jesus was arrested and he stood before Pilate
然后甚至他已经被逮捕了他站在这
He said,
比拉多的前面
You would have no authority over me unless it had been given to you from heaven
他被逮捕的在比拉多前面他说如果不是从天上给你权柄你就无权办我
Because Jesus knew whatever happened to him would happen to him when the Father wants it to happen to him
因为耶稣知道所有发生在他的身上的事情都是天父所预定的而且是在天父所定的时间才会发生的
He was protected by God's providence until by God's providence it was time for him to die
他就是被上帝一直保守着直到他的受死的时间到的为止
And the same is true for each of you
那也对我们在座每一位是一样的真理
ThatYou are immortal until God chooses to take you home.
你是不会死的，直到上帝决定要把你带回天家。
You are invincible until your work is done.
你也是无法被打倒的，直到你在地上的工作已经停止了。
That should be a comfort to us that our times are in God's hands.
这样应该对我们来说是一个安慰，因为我们的时间，我们在地上的年岁都在上帝的手中。
And sometimes we'll have friends who might have cancer or something, and they'll be healed seemingly miraculously.
那也许有时候我们朋友会得癌症或是生病，可是他们最后又很奇妙的被医治了。
It's because they are in God's hands.
因为他们都在神的手中。
And sometimes we have friends who have cancer and then they die.
但是有时候我们也会遇到有朋友得了绝症，而且他们也死了。
It's because their times are also in God's hands.
因为他们的时候也在神的手中。
So we should have confidence.That nothing can happen to us unless God the Father wishes it.
所以我们应该有这样的确信说除了神所允许的没有任何事情可以临到我们
And sees in his good providence that it was good for us.
然后我们看见神这样很好的供应对我们来说是好的
But our confidence in God's providence shouldn't go beyond what he's revealed or what he's commanded.
可是我们对神给我们保护的供应的这样子的自信不能够超过他向我们 不能远超过他所提醒我们或者是显示给我们的
So you should trust God in every circumstance.
所以就是说我们在无论在任何的情况当中我们都要来信靠上帝
And you should still look both ways before you cross the street.
然后你过马路的时候还是左右要看
Now another thing we should notice
那另外一件我们也要注意的是
is the unreliability of the most educated men when it comes to heavenly things.
就是说当谈论到有关属天的事情的时候最不可靠的反而是那些很有受高等教育的人。
In the beginning of this chapter, we saw that Jesus said, do not judge by appearance, but judge with righteous judgment.
因为这在前半段也说不要按着外貌判断人总要公公平平的判断人。
People were amazed becauseJesus had not been educated in any of their schools, but he was still speaking with authority, like no man has ever spoken.
那人们为什么对耶稣所说的话会感到很惊讶呢？是因为他们觉得耶稣也没有受过任何的教育，可是他说的话却跟一般人都完全的不同。
So you see that many people in this passage are arguing against Jesus because he is from Galilee.
那很多人为了耶稣他从哪里来在争辩，因为他们认为耶稣是从加利利来的。
I don't know how to best phrase this in Taiwanese terms.
我不知道说在用台湾人的方法的话要怎么来说。
But in America, it might be like, oh, somebody coming from Alabama or Mississippi or somewhere like that.
可能就是说，哦，美国是从阿拉巴马州或者是密西西比州来的。
A place where you really don't expect somebody to be educated.
就是说，可能那里来的人都不是那么聪明啊。
Yeah, I take personal offense at that.
我个人受到那个。
But you'll see that they're mistaken when they judge Jesus for being from Galilee.
可是其实他们以为耶稣从加利利来，其实他们已经搞错了。
First of all, they shouldn't be judging by appearance anyway.
因为一开始也不应该凭着外表来判断一个人。
But we know Jesus is not from Galilee. He was born in Bethlehem.
可是我们也知道，耶稣他其实不是加利利来的，他是从伯。
Because it's not just that Galilee is a bad place, and Nathaniel said, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?"
他是从伯利恒出生的，只是因为那个拿但业有说，哦，拿撒勒还能够出好东西吗？
That's because there was a specific prophecy that the Messiah would be born of David in David's town, Bethlehem.
因为有一个特殊的对弥赛亚的一个预言是说，这个弥赛亚也会出生在大卫的这个家乡，就是伯利恒。
Now, it really shouldn't be that hard to ask Jesus' mother, where was Jesus born?
其实他们要讨论耶稣从哪里来，只要问耶稣的妈妈玛利亚就好了，就说，哎，你儿子从哪里出生的？
Or to look at the census that was taken.
或者是看那个普查人口是在哪里？
Or the genealogies. It should be, they love those genealogies. It shouldn't be that hard to find.
然后犹太人又很喜欢考察家谱，所以他们如果去查家谱，应该也很容易就找到答案。
But the truth is, the people don't really want to know.
可是其实重点是人们也不想真的知道耶稣从哪里来。
And the same is true today.
就像今天一样。
People will search and search and search for an objection to Christianity that they can accept.
然后人们会用尽各种方法去找敌对基督教的事情，然后去接受它。
And they will minutely analyze anything that's in the Bible to disprove it.
然后或者说，哦，我最新发现的这个圣经不合乎真理的地方。
But they will accept blindly the first objection, no matter how unsubstantiated it is.
就是说，不管这个样子的观察有多么不合理，他们就是要接纳一切敌对神的话语、敌对基督教的事情。
And so it just goes to show that there is no one so blind as the one who will not see.
就是说，谁才是真正那些盲目人？就是他们不愿意去看见的人。
And the irony in this chapter is so heavy that it's just frustrating.
那这一章是这样子的一个讽刺，因为这一章是这样子的沉重，并且使人很感到很挫折。
You see the people arguing in the passage. Oh, the Messiah is supposed to come from Galilee, not coming from Galilee, is he?
然后就人们就在这里头一直在辩论说，哦，弥赛亚不能从加利利来，但是他不是加利利人吗？
It makes me wish I could shout into the story, and they could hear me way back then. Jesus was from Bethlehem.
然后害我想读圣经的时候，想要对当时的群众吼叫，就说耶稣不是加利利人，他是从伯利恒出生的。
But the people are looking for excuses.
可是人们就是用尽各种方法。
Even the Pharisees turn on one of their own, Nicodemus.
甚至这个法利赛人其中一个就是尼哥底母。
You might remember him from John chapter 3.
你可能可以从约翰福音第三章记得他。
He was called the teacher of Israel.
他是那位以色列人的教师。
He was a respected, famous man.
尼哥底母他是一个很受尊重非常有名的人。
And he doesn't really even defend Jesus here. He just tries to uphold the law.
他其实也不是为了耶稣来辩论，他只是想要用法律的借口来看出自己的好。
But because of their great hatred for Jesus, they turn on him.
然后因为虽然他们是自己人，可是也因为他们对耶稣的仇恨这么大，他们也把尼哥底母给比下去了。
Yeah, they say, you're not also from Galilee, are you?
他们也对尼哥底母他说，你不是自己也从加利利来的吗？
You're not also from Alabama.
你不是也从阿拉巴马州来吗？
Search and see, no prophet comes from Galilee.
你去考察一下就知道，先知是不会从加利利兴起的。
As they're so angry that they're blinded.
因为他们很生气，以至于他们眼睛盲目了。
And they look like They look like idiots in the passage.
而且他们在这段经文里头反而看起来很像白痴。
And the truth is, Jonah and Nahum were from Galilee.
可是重点是有两位先知，就是约拿跟纳洪，他们都是从加利利来的。
Old Testament prophets.
他们是旧约的先知。
They should know this.
他们应该要知道才对啊。
But it goes to show that God does away, He destroys the wisdom of this world.
可是也看见到神如何使这个世界上的智慧都被消灭。
And the cleverness of the clever, He sets aside.
也使这世界上的聪明人的聪明都要被隐藏起来。
Now the last thing I want us to notice.
然后最后一件我想要大家注意的是。
That after all this debate and all this amazement at who Jesus was and what he was saying,
就是经过这样一个长期的辩论，要到底耶稣是谁，他所说的内容是什么之后，
never did a man speak the way this man speaks.
还是没有人像耶稣这样子说话的。
I want us to notice some of Jesus' teaching here.
我要大家注意到耶稣在这里所教导的。
Verse 37.
第三十七节。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast.
是节期的最后一天是。
And what feast was this?
那这个是什么节期呢?
See, back in verse 2, it's the Feast of Tabernacles.
就是我们第二节所说到是祝棚节。
I mentioned earlier, a couple weeks ago, this was the most popular feast of the Jews, of all Israel, the whole year.
就是说对犹太人来说，这是整年里头最重要最重要的节期，就是祝棚节。
During this feast, the people would live in little structures or tents. For the whole week.
这一周里头所有的人都会住在那个帐篷里头。
Like a big citywide camp out.
就好像一个野地求生营一样。
In Alabama, we have something we call Civil War reenactments.
在
We have people dress up like it's the Civil War.
在阿拉巴马州里头，他们就有一周会好像在有内战一样。
And the people go to watch it and the South loses every time.
然后反正他们就会去看一些战争片就对了。
Well, this was sort of a reenactment of the wilderness wanderings.
那其实这有点像是他们在野地求生的感觉。
That they acted like they were back in the wilderness camping out and following the fire that came, that was in front of the temple.
那他们就好像追随到过去他们住在旷野里头的日子，然后看着那个火柱来引导他们。
And in the wilderness, there was this rock that Moses had struck and water poured from it.
那在旷野的时候，有一次摩西在一个大的磐石上面击水，就有击打磐石，磐石就出了水来。
And God provided water for more than a million people in the desert.
那上帝在沙漠里头竟然供应了超过100万人有足够的水可以喝。
And during this feast, they had a special ceremony called the water drawing ceremony.
所以在这个祝棚节当中，有一个很特别的仪式，就是取水仪式。
Now picture this.
我们现在来想象一下。
Every day of the feast, the priest would come down to the pool of Siloam.
那就是每一天，这个过节的每一天，那个大祭司他们都会来到希罗亚池。
And he had a golden pitcher.
然后就有一个金色的盆子。
And he would fill it with water from that pool.
然后就是从希罗亚池把这个水装满他的水金盆子。
And then he walked back up with the people in procession.
然后他就会跟着人群一起走回到圣殿那里。
Back towards the temple, through the water gate.
然后就会经过水门，然后走回到圣殿。
And as they went through the gate, the horns would blast 3 times.
然后当他经过那个水门的时候，就有那个号角会吹出3个响声。
And the temple choir would begin to sing Psalm 113 through 118.
然后这个圣殿的唱诗班就会开始唱诗篇113篇到118篇。
And the priest would come to the altar.That is before the temple.
那祭司就会来到这个圣殿前面的祭坛前。
And he would walk around it.
然后就会在这祭坛周围行走。
On the seventh day, he would walk around it, I think, 7 times.
那所以在第七天，他可能就要绕着祭坛走7次。
And they would take that water and they would pour it into a silver bowl and they would pour it into the altar.
然后他就会把它倒在一个银铜盆里头，然后把它倒在那个祭坛前。
And on the other side, another priest would pour wine into the altar.
那另外一边，另一个祭司就会倒那个酒进入到祭坛里。
And when they got to Psalm 118, all the people would cry out, "Give thanks to the Lord! Give thanks to the Lord! Give thanks to the Lord!"
然后当唱到第诗篇118篇的时候，他们就会说：“你们要称谢耶和华，你们要称谢耶和华，你们要称谢耶和华。”
And they would, all the men would raise their hands.
他们男士都会举起双手。
And in their right hand, they were holding willow branches, and they would shake them.
这个右手就会拿那个杨柳枝去摇一摇。
And in the left hand, they were holding a piece of fruit to remind them of the fruit that they had when they entered into the promised land.
然后左手就会抓着一个水果的果实，要来记得他们从旷野进入到应许之地的这样的一个甜美。
And the Jews would say, if you've never seen the rejoicing at the water drawing ceremony, you've never seen rejoicing in your life.
那犹太人也说，如果你没有经历到那个取水节的喜乐的话，你这一辈子都没有真正快乐过。
And I don't know if it was right when this was happening, but it must have been pretty close.
那我不知道是耶稣这个时候是不是就是在这个时段，可能很靠近了。
When that water was going to be poured out, reminding the people of how God had provided for them.
就是当那个水即将要倒出来，要提醒人们说上帝如何的信实供应他们的那个时刻。
And reminding them of the Messiah who would come and pour water.
然后也提醒他们，弥赛亚会来到，并且将救恩的活水倾倒出来。
As it says in Isaiah 12, no doubt they had in mind.
那就是在以赛亚书十二章里头，他们都很相信的话语。
Therefore, you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
所以你们要快乐地从救恩的泉源打水。
And in that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord.
而且在那日你会说要称谢耶和华。
That's what they said then.
所以在这一段经节里头，他们就是在这样做。
That was talking about the day that the Messiah would come.
他们是提到弥赛亚来的那一天会发生的事。
And right in this context, Jesus stands up and he cries out with a loud voice.
所以就在这个事情要发生的时候，耶稣就站起来高声地说，
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就像圣经所说的，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Can you believe it?
能够相信吗？
Jesus, the stone over which the people were stumbling,
耶稣他是那些不相信的人的绊脚石头，
was showing that he was the rock from which water had come and provided life for Israel.
可是他却要告诉人们，他就是那个磐石，能够从他里面流出活水来供应以色列人的那个绊脚石头磐石。
And that water refers to the Holy Spirit.
那他所说的这个活水也代表了圣灵，
who Jesus himself would give at Pentecost after he had ascended to heaven.
就是当耶稣他被接上天以后，会在五旬节所赐下来的圣灵。
This is another part of the answer to that great question, who is Jesus?
这也是一个很大的一个解答，就是他们的问题，耶稣是谁？
Jesus is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
耶稣是那位亲自用圣灵为我们施洗的。
Every gift of the Spirit,
圣灵所有美善的果子，
that's given from Jesus' hand.
圣灵所有的恩赐都是从耶稣基督亲手赐给我们的。
And the Father through Jesus.
是从天父透过耶稣赐给我们的。
Now if you are thirsty this morning,
如果今天早上你们渴了，
this invitation is for you.
这样的邀请也是对你们每一位。
Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me.
因为耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
And notice the remedy.
你要记得，
Jesus doesn't say, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to church.
耶稣并没有说，谁口渴了就来教会吧。
He doesn't say, if any man is thirsty, let him study our doctrines really well.
耶稣也没有说，如果人若渴了，就让他好好的读读基督教的教义。
He doesn't say, if any man is thirsty, let him try to be really, really good, and then come to me when you're good enough.
耶稣也没有说，如果人渴了，他就要变努力做一个好人，等他够好了再来到我这里。
He doesn't say, if any man is thirsty, let him come to the sacraments.
他也没有说，如果人渴了，就来领圣餐吧。
But he says, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me.
耶稣是说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Because you will find no relief for your thirstiness until you do.
因为如果没有到耶稣那里的话，永远你心灵的渴是没有办法被止住的。
But he who comes to me will find in me alone more than you could ever have desired.
可是如果能够在基督里头，他所有的渴望都能够被满足。
And I give it to everyone who is thirsty who comes to me to drink.
而且是 提供给每一个任何感到口渴的人，他都能够来供应。
Isaiah wrote Isaiah 55,
以赛亚五十五章有说到，
Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters.
口渴的人啊，你们都来就近水吧。
You who have no money, come buy and eat.
没有银钱的，你们也要来，买了就吃。
Without money,
你们要来，
without cost.
不用银钱，也不用付代价。
John who wrote this book wrote in Revelation.
然后在启示录里头
the very last chapter of the Bible,
在启示录最后一章二十二节也提到
Let the one who is thirsty come,
口渴的人也要来
And let the one who wishes take the water of life without cost,
愿意的人都要来白白接受生命的水
So now you've heard it,
现在你们已经听见了
It's offered to you, and you know where it comes from, Jesus.
因为我们已经供应你这样的水，你也知道这个源头是从谁而来，就是耶稣。
So you can never say that Jesus was never offered to you.
所以你也不能说耶稣没有提供我这样生命的水。
You who are thirsty,
你们口渴的人，人若渴了，
come to him now,
就可以到耶稣的面前。现在，
before it comes true,
在这个事情，
that there are those who will seek him and not find him.
就是说不然的话有些人要寻找他却找不着
And where he is, they cannot come.
因为他所在的地方是你们不能去的
Today is the day of salvation.
今日就是救恩的日子
For all I know, today might be the last day, the great day.
今天可能就是那个最大的日子就是节期的最后一天
And if you do come to Jesus, you will find the answer to that question, who is Jesus? 如果你
真的来到耶稣的面前你就会达到那个答案耶稣是谁
When you are suffering,
当你受苦的时候
you will find him to be your comforter.
你会发现耶稣就是你的安慰者
your tower and your strong support.
是你的磐石，是你避难所
When you are hungry,
当你饥饿的时候
he is your provider.
他是你的供应者
When you are tempted,
当你被试探的时候
he is your deliverer.
他是你的释放者
When you are lost in darkness,
当你在黑暗里头迷失的时候
He is the light of the world,
他是那世界的光
And your shepherd,
而且是你的牧人
When you are sinful,
当你在犯罪的时候
He is your righteousness,
他是你的公义
When you are doubting,
当你疑惑的时候
He is the author and perfecter of your faith,
他是用信心为你创始成终的神
When you are ignorant,
当你很无知的时候
He is your teacher,And your prophet.
他是你的引导者，他是你的教师。
When you need prayer,
当你需要祷告的时候，
He is your priest.
他是你的祭司。
When you are weak,
当你软弱时，
He is your king.
他是你的王。
When you are dying,
当你要死的时候，
He is the resurrection and the life.
他是复活，也是生命。
And when you are thirsty,
当你口渴的时候，
He is full of grace and truth.
他满有恩典与真理
And no one who comes to him will be disappointed
没有人能够到他面前来又感到失望的
And from his fullness you will receive grace upon grace
因为你在耶稣基督的完全里头你会得到恩上加恩
So who is he?
所以耶稣是谁
His name is Jesus Christ
他的名字是耶稣基督
Son of God
神的儿子
And believing you have life in his name
你们会因为信他的名而得到生命
Let's pray
那我们一起祷告
Lord Jesus, we thank you for who you are
亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢你是这样的一位神
We thank you for who God made you to be for us
谢谢主你成为神所为我们预备的
We ask that we would come to know you for all of these things
主啊帮助我们能够认识你你就是我们的全部
We ask that you would continue to provide us with everything that we've ever needed.
主祈求你继续来供应一切我们所需用的。
We thank you for your love.
我们感谢你的爱。
And we ask that as you teach us who you are,
当你教导我们你是谁的时候，
that we would do justly and love mercy.
让我们能够行公义并且好怜悯。
Is this not what it means to know you?
如果这就是能够来认识你。
Lord Jesus, we ask that we would come to you and nowhere else for our when we are thirsty.
主，当我们口渴的时候，我们不会去其他地方来寻找，我们单单来到你的面前得着满足。
And we thank you for your great love for us.
我感谢你对我们极深的爱。
In Your name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.